Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Music Swear By. I slur that bad.
That's okay. Hey!
Hey,
you gotta start over.
You think not everything?
Yeah. You're drunk. I love it.
Alright.
It's fucking 10 a.m. and you're drunk.
There we go.
Welcome.
Come on, you're not gonna get out of my system.
You're just drunk. You're just talking.
That was the start of the podcast.
What?
Just
trying to play vocal cords or what?
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is a podcast where I, Tony, and my neighbors listen to music containing profanity. We are on our sixth day of camping at Birch Lake, Minnesota, on the houseboat. Gentlemen, we have neighbor Paul. Neighbor Paul, say hi.
Good morning.
Neighbor Dave, say hi.
Hello.
Neighbor Luke, give me a fart noise.
Fuck you.
All right, so here we go. We're in a houseboat. It's fucking 10 a.m. I feel much better. This is the second of three podcasts we are doing from Birch Lake, Minnesota. I feel great. I feel 10 times better now that I'm hydrated and have slept for 14 hours straight. I feel spectacular compared to that last podcast.
It helped that Paul peed in your mouth.
he practically did. He pissed on my tent this morning.
Well,
tell the story, Paul.
All right. So, as you know from the podcast, the podcast we did last night.
Previous podcast.
You were groggy as shit, and you got some water in yourself. You took a dump and everything, right? But you went to bed pretty fucking early, little Nancy boy. But you got a good night's sleep. You're in a good mood. And Dave and I, we were up at 6 a.m. fishing this morning, even though we went to bed at fucking 3 a.m.
You were up at 6?
We were up at 6 a.m. fishing, because what the fuck? How many goddamn times a year you get to do this? So we got up early, we were fishing, and it got to fucking like 9:45, and we wondered what the hell. What's going on with Tony? Everyone else is up. So I went out to your tent about 100 yards or so from the boat here.
And well, yeah, and you should also add to this that I have medical conditions that need to be paid attention to.
Yes.
If I'm not on dialysis, you know, for at least 14 of 24 hours a day, I'm done for. So you wanted to make sure I was okay, correct?
Right.
We were worried you were in a coma.
That's right.
We have been instructed by a few people who are near and dear to you, and they said, please keep an eye on Anthony on the trip. So Dave and I drew straws, and unfortunately, I fucking picked the one that said, go fucking find out if Tony's dead.
I walked to the other side of the island,
and I had to take a leak. So I decided, before I really find out if you're conscious, I just got a whiz, and I decided to pee right next to your tent.
Yes.
So I whipped my dick out, and I started peeing right next to the tent, and I said something stupid like, Tony, this could be in your mouth if you just wake up and say I, or something like that.
Correct.
And I figured, maybe I get a chuckle. Nothing.
Because I'm sleeping with earplugs in.
But I didn't know. And
right.
All I know is you have a medical condition.
So you didn't hear it at all.
Yeah. Right. So right. I thought, okay, he's just sleeping like a fucking zombie. But it's been about 14 fucking hours. So I finished peeing, zipped it up, and I took a couple of paces in front of your tent, and I smacked the side of the tent. And I went, hey, seriously, what's up? You awake? Nothing. And I kind of paused, and I had a probably like a 1/1000, 2/1000, you know, like that. And I thought, fuck, what if he's in a coma or he's dead? And I really, swear to God, I panicked for just a moment. And then I heard a little shuffling, and I heard, and you sound like you're retarded. And that actually concerned me a little bit. But then quickly you said,
I had a coma and I couldn't move. I had a stroke. I had a coma.
I thought you were in a coma. I mean, I really fucking thought there's a chance. But I think it was, I finally woke you, and you just were getting out of your groggy state, right?
Yeah.
And in the second time you said, hold on, I have earplugs in. And they took the earplugs out, and I still wasn't convinced that you were really with us.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe you're in a coma or you're in some sort of shock,
because you're
right?
Practically a doctor. You know all the bad shit that can go bad with the body.
Yeah, so I was fucking nervous, and I said, Tony, quick, say something stupid. And you took your earplugs out, and you said, I came twice last night.
I actually said that?
So then I knew you were okay, and I walked away. I said, breakfast is ready, let's go.
Oh, that's awesome. Good. Well, everybody knows I come twice by accident, all right? That's common knowledge. I post that on Facebook.
You put the fire out by coming on her.
Right, man. Why waste precious urine when you can just have an orgasm on it? I didn't want it to go there. No, last night was I slept the longest last night than I've slept in a long time.
Yeah.
But Dave, I have a problem with you and your outdoor gear. You gave me a tent to use this weekend. Where the fuck did you get that tent?
That tent was my wife's.
Really?
Before we met.
Is your wife a midget? Because that tent is tiny. It's so small that I couldn't put my little teeny weeny single person blow up mattress in it without my head bumping out the side. Paul, you can attest to this, right?
Yes.
Because the lump you looked at, you had to look for a lump to tap this morning.
Yeah, I smacked your head because it was sticking out the fucking
door. Dude, it fucking rained last night. My feet got wet because they're sticking out one end.
Head-sized bulge sticking out of the tent.
That's a cruel joke, man. That's a very cruel joke. And as I stated earlier today, that is either a very large kid's tent or a very small adult's tent. And I'm going on kid's tent.
You can sleep in my tent tonight as long as you sleep underneath the cot I'm sleeping on.
You know, I actually would, but it fucking terrifies me that that fucking thing would come crashing down and crush me.
Hey, speaking of small tents, what did you just say? Big kid's tent or whatever?
Yeah, big kid tent, small adult tent.
Hey, speaking of that, yeah, can I tell you a quick little sports joke story?
Yes.
Yeah, so there was this guy named Charlie Finley back in the day, and he had a guy named Eddie Goodell who was a midget. He signed him to a one-day contract with, I think it was with the Oakland A's or Chicago White Sox. It doesn't matter. He right. signed this fucker. It was a midget. For one day, he signed the fucker. Yep. And he had him in full uniform go up to plate. He's a midget. He's like 3 feet, 4 inches. And he told the guy, don't swing the bat at all, okay?
Yeah.
And he also said, and he's the owner of the team, this guy Charlie Finley, he said, I'm going to be up on top of the press box in the stands with a rifle. If you swing, I will kill you.
What?
All right? The guy didn't swing, and he walked, okay? And they were playing the New York Yankees. New York Yankees had a fucking ball player who was in the Hall of Fame, a guy named Phil Rizzuto, and he's pretty damn short. He was the smallest guy on the team. And apparently, the story I heard is that Charlie Finley got a phone call from the commissioner the next day, and the Yankees had filed a complaint saying that you can't do that. You can't sign a midget to a one-day contract. He's too small. He's not on the roster. But Charlie Finley said there's no rule saying I can't, right?
Yeah.
So they put up a protest. The Yankees threatened to fucking, you know, bring it to a have a lawsuit through the Major League Baseball. And hang in there. And Charlie Finley decided he wanted to then, he officially contacted the fucking, wait a second. See, it's not any good anymore. But there's a punchline. I'm just not getting there fast enough.
This is the shit you do to me. This is exactly what you
do. But it's okay, but it's fun. Maybe we can salvage it.
Yeah, no, say we definitely need to salvage it.
So it's a story, man. You can't leave it hanging there.
So he got called by the commissioner.
So Charlie Finley.
Wait, stop, stop. Why did the commissioner call? Because...
So the commissioner called Charlie Finley and said the Yankees have filed an official complaint saying you can't sign a midget. You can't have a midget on the team. So Charlie Finley said, then I want to have an official hearing to decide whether or not Phil Rizzuto, the shortstop of the Yankees,
the other short
actually
guy.
A short ball player or a tall midget.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, man. That's absolutely awesome. And that's a true story.
Yeah.
There's no joke
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no.
Spectacular. So, and okay. So, hey, wait, hey, look at that. Neighbor Mike is here, the fishing buddy. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Mike is the perpetrator or the purveyor of Chuck Norris's, which is the sweetest goddamn drink I've had since Jeremiah Weed Sweet Tea.
So you've had a Chuck Norris?
I have had a Chuck Norris. Mike, describe to us what a Chuck Norris is.
It's the hell was it? Cherry McGillicuddy's
yep.
and liquid ice energy drink.
Liquid ice. I thought that's some shit that I put on my face after I shaved, no?
It could be. I don't know. But they put it in a can and you drink it now. I don't get it.
No, seriously. You no longer splatter it on your face.
Yeah.
You just try it.
All right. Hey, Mike, have you fallen into water in the last 2 or 3 days?
I have.
Well, tell us a story about you falling into water.
I ruined some fucking cameras because...
You ruined a lot of electronics equipment.
I don't know. I was kind of slightly intoxicated.
Yeah.
I was swinging an axe, chopping some lumber.
Okay, wait a minute. When you're in a state forest, are you supposed to chop lumber?
It was dead. It was a dead tree.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I swear on my grave, it was a dead tree. It needed to be taken out because that's just going to encourage, forest fire at some point. So.
Or encourage other trees to die.
Well, no, I didn't cut any fresh trees.
No, okay. No. A dead tree in the forest will encourage the other trees to turn over and die, too.
Yeah,
it's contagious.
Yeah, it could be. So I'm helping out.
So Mark,
yeah.
Can I...
trying to discourage tree suicides?
Right.
Yeah.
Can I
give up?
It's called thinning the herd.
Can I point out, though, before, since we don't do a video cast of this, Mike is 6'9", 280 pounds.
He's a brute.
And he says, I got a little intoxicated. He got intoxicated and he was like fucking raging bull last night.
Yeah, he got intoxicated for 15 hours.
Yeah, and this fucking tree was actually alive until he yelled at it for 20 minutes.
He Chuck Norris'd it.
I was just going to say, that could be the case. I believe it was Chuck Norris's fault. He just snuck out of the fucking woods. And attack my ass.
So it's
wham, just hit me like a freight train.
It's a little known fact that actually most men piss their name in snow. Mike fucking pisses his name in concrete.
So we needed some firewood, right? We didn't.
We did.
We didn't get enough. We don't think.
Well, yeah, and I was concerned about burning through that pretty quick because it was birch, and I saw this dead tree. Figured, what the hell? We'll whack it up and toss around the fire.
Get to the point where you fall in the water with the two cameras and an iPhone.
I have no idea. I just had my pockets full of shit because I was out, enjoying the scenery earlier on in the day, and.
You want me to explain a little bit?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
So, we had this tree. It was seriously probably, 40 feet long?
Yeah.
It was probably about 40 feet. You chopped the motherfucker down right
to the
bottom.
It was right on the edge of the island.
Right on the edge of this
fell in the water.
Yeah, so we're on an island that's about maybe two-thirds the size of a football field, and the fucking thing fell into the water. So Mike's over there trying to pull the goddamn tree in by himself because he's on crack, and I went over there. Chuck Norris.
He's on a Chuck Norris.
Oh, man.
So I offered some help and maybe a dose of sanity. Yeah, and I said, hey, man, you want to get a rope and try to fucking pull this thing? And he said, yeah, that sounds good.
It was very helpful.
Yeah, so we got a rope, we tied the fucking thing up, and we started yanking it. He was doing the bulk of the lifting, and when he lifted, I would yank the rope and then tie it around a tree and pull the fucking thing tight. And we did that until we got about half the tree up on the island, because seriously, about 90% of it was in the water. So we got about half up. And he decided he was going to start hacking away to get, 6-foot sections cut off. And those 6-foot sections were probably, 100 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, we had to be able to move it, so we had to cut that thing down.
So you're hacking like a mental case, and you were probably on, hack number 163, and you lost your footing.
Yeah, I took a step back. I was wearing proper foot attire for chopping with an axe called Crocs.
You get lots of traction with the Crocs.
Not advisable, let me tell you. Those things are horse shit for traction. And I think they helped save me though, because I think they're like a foam, so they kind of help float. So when I did fall in the water in the crevasse, I basically just slid right down the rock slide. Yeah. And whole belly, everything just covered in dirt,
and
mud.
This crevasse area is basically, if you did like a Google map, it's the ass crack of the island, right?
It pretty much is.
Oh, okay.
Fell in the ass
crack. You fell in the ass crack?
Yeah. I'm going to refer to it as this island's vagina. Let's go.
I'd rather say
that I got a little something.
Mike would rather fall in a vagina. Yeah. Chuck Norris never falls in a fucking ass crack.
And that vagina was wet. I was just deep.
Went up to your chest.
Yeah, it was
right?
awesome.
So I'm hanging onto the fucking rope, and he falls into the vagina of the fucking island. And I panicked for a moment because I couldn't see around the tree, and I thought maybe he was completely under. But he was up to about his chest, and it looked like you stayed pretty calm, and you needed a little help getting out, and I just reached out, pulled you over, and then you went to the other side of the tree.
I took the moment where I just had that moment of pause where you're like, what the fuck just happened? I'm wet.
I'm mostly intrigued by what you had in your pockets. An expensive BlackBerry phone.
Yep. That's a work phone, so we're good there.
Flip camera.
A flip, yep.
Those are like a couple $100.
Yeah.
Door prize.
It was a door prize.
Okay.
I technically didn't pay anything for it, but the thing is really cool. I like it.
It's still worth some money.
You had to use it for hunting.
You had the video of Tony falling off the canoe that we just talked about.
I had him jumping off the roof of the houseboat.
All right.
And you had a normal fucking Samsung camera there.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Just a little tiny little point and shoot camera.
That's a lot of kit to fall in the water with, man.
So just in that one moment's time, I dropped about $800. I mean,
awesome.
What the hell?
Yeah, so
not
either way,
only did you sacrifice $800 in electronics, you helped keep us warm with the fire.
I did.
And you're the only person on this boat that can claim they fucked the island.
That's right. And the only person that can make a Chuck Norris. So let's get to the fucking point. We got these Chuck Norrises. They taste like liquid candy, and they get you boozed, right?
Yes, they do.
This is my first Chuck Norris.
We're keeping the... we'll give you guys the hatchets for tonight. You go find a tree and take her down.
Dave and I, actually, we're gonna have a hatchet competition, man. It'll be awesome. All right, bottoms up. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you, Mike.
Hatchets.
Paul, play us a song while I drink a Chuck Norris.
Fucking A, man. You know what? It is beautiful in the dune, but it's goddamn beautiful here, too. Let's play some Super Chunk.
Cue it up.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
go for another Chuck Norris. But I mean, don't waste all your booze on me, you guys. I got plenty to go around, but all right. I will gladly drink your booze.
Welcome back. Thank you for indulging me. I just had to hear some Super Junk while I was out on my camping trip here.
Are they one of your favorite bands?
I've heard of them. I like them, yeah.
Okay. I was going to make an Oasis joke, but I completely fell flat on my face with the Oasis
joke.
That's
all right. You know, Liam Gallagher killed Gil Scott-Heron.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, I got an idea. How about UrbanDictionary.com? You want to guess what a new word is I heard, a new phrase I heard at UrbanDictionary.com?
Sure, what is
it? What's the term for a really close friend of a group of people who hasn't been seen for quite a while?
Oh, I don't know, a Wookiee?
Brosama bin Laden.
Brosama bin Laden. Oh, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, I love it.
Word of the day on UrbanDictionary.com.
You know, we don't do enough work with Urban Dictionary on this podcast. I mean, we had a segment that Dave and I were going to do a long time ago. They know what a coitus.
Coitus?
Coitus.
Coitus.
Are you aware of what the definition of coitus?
Something to do down here.
Well, the gesturing to your penis doesn't really do a lot for the podcast.
All right.
but yes, it typically, I believe, it means intercourse.
Yeah.
But coitus is also how a kid with a speech impediment says Curtis.
No shit.
Hey, coitus. Hey, coitus, come here. Hey, look, name it coitus. No, you know, when this fishing trip is finally over, I will actually be glad to go home. For one, my body will say it's okay to shit in a bathroom that has a hole bigger than 2.5 inches at the bottom.
Right.
So that'll be one.
That's good.
I can think of other reasons to go home. One is that I don't like being outside. And I don't like sleeping in little tents.
Well, at home, you don't have to push your shit through the toilet with your hands.
That's true.
Wait, so you'd rather be home. I'm sorry. You'd rather go home to shit in a bigger toilet, but then have to go to work?
I got a TV and an internet connection and a stereo. In general, yeah. I
okay.
No. To break me out of the normal routine, I do like... I know I bitch about it, just like I bitched about the canoe.
Yeah.
I do like coming out. I haven't caught a fish yet. It's been, what, 9 days now? I haven't caught a fish.
6 days.
It's lucky we're surviving.
Seven. I know.
Very lucky we're surviving.
I caught one pissy ant perch.
It was as big as your hand, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just a tiny bit bigger.
Yeah, I have not caught a fish, and I fell in the water, and I hurt my ribs, and it's just... Yeah. I'm in a bad mood now. Bad mood all around. I want to go home. Okay. The only thing that would make me feel better is playing you guys a whiskey song. I discovered a band. Dave, do you have a question?
I'm just a big whiskey fan, so I'm intrigued.
I know. I'm drinking your whiskey right now. This is Clyde and Clem's Whiskey Business.
Sounds interesting.
A friend keyed me into these gentlemen. Two gentlemen who play banjos and bluegrass. And normally I don't like bluegrass that much, but this bluegrass rocks. So you can go to their website. Clyde and Clem's Whiskey Business, doodle it. Let me read you some of the names. The song I'm going to play you is actually called Whiskey Jesus. Other names of other songs off of this album. The album is called Sausage Fest 2008. You guys are aware of what a sausage fest is, right? A sausage fest is this fucking fishing trip. There are 9 men on this fishing trip. I think I may go just stare at the vagina of the island right now just so I can, you know, feel what a woman looks like. Here's some other names.
What happens if you go stare at the island's vagina, the hole in the island, and start getting chubby?
it's highly likely, man.
That means you're bisexual.
Like Paul said,
like women and islands. I mean,
women and islands, yeah. Like Paul said, I came twice last night.
How do you reconcile that emotion?
Are you trying to use fancy words and make me feel stupid again?
Probably.
All right, reconcile. To right. How you mean how would I cope myself?
Yeah,
there
you
go. Yeah, see?
Right.
Way to go. 1,200 on the SAT, bitches. Ouch. Oh, the mosquitoes are killing me. How can the mosquitoes be out this early in the morning? All right. Anyways, other names of songs on this album. We have Donkey Punch. Nice. Union. She Ain't Got None. Shakima Applestank. Time Lasers from the Eighth Dimension.
What?
Truck Month.
Time Lasers from the Eighth Dimension?
Time Lasers from the Eighth Dimension.
I just like how in the next song is just called Truck month,
yeah. Then we've got Whiskey Jesus and then Cocaine Whiskey.
Wow.
All right, so anyways, I'm going to play you the video and the song Whiskey Jesus, and I think this will rock your shit. God Almighty finds out that they struck his Jesus down. So what do you think about the Clyde and Clem's whiskey experience?
Good God, man. That was
I want to hear other shit by then.
That was unbelievable.
Do you want to just, let me go to the iPod here. Do you want to hear something else? Like, I'll let you pick from one of these titles.
I want to hear Shakima Applestank.
All right, Shakima Applestank by Clyde and Clem's Whiskey Business.
Slow. Come on. No, don't fast forward it. Give it a sec. It's a Robert Rodriguez intro.
Oh, here we go. I like this.
Come on. Come on.
Good, thick guitar.
Come on. It's best of three. It's a short series here.
It's like riding into town.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't seen Bob around this town for about now 90 days. His regular haunts, he's haunted not. His guitar sits unplayed. That sad suspicion had me skimming the obituary page. I had a feeling I'd be digging young Bobby's resting grave. Then he shows up smiling with a woman on his arm. A sexy little thing she was with looks and grace and charm. I ordered up his favorite booze, I passed it with a wink. And Bobby said, I'm sorry, Clyde, my girl and I don't drink.
Beware, my girl and I don't drink. I don't know.
Tear your heart, your penis, and your face.
Wait, what? Rewind that. What? Sorry, we don't drink and we laugh.
She'll snare your heart, your penis, and your brain.
I think you said your pay.
Oh yeah, it works. Yeah,
wow.
Either way, I'm done with Clyde and Crumb.
That was pretty good.
Gotta take this out. I'm gonna listen to all that shit.
Yeah, okay.
It still doesn't compare to Whiskey Jesus, though.
No, man.
That's got some attitude, but it also has some fucking Tenacious D in it. You know,
yes,
I mean, it's a
definitely.
Little tongue in cheek, but it's the talented, most talented tongue in cheek you can fucking do.
Yes.
All right, so there you go.
Wanna go fishing?
Yeah, I'd like to go fishing, but I'd like some whiskey first.
All right,
Dave, could you pass the whiskey?
Let's eat some breakfast. Go fishing.
Let's call it Quiskey.
Quiskey, all right. We'll have some Shaquima apple Quiskey.
Shaquima apple Quiskey.
Apple Quiskey. Come on, get it on. Shaquima apple Quiskey.
Oh, wait.
Get it on.
That's very good. It's close to Shaquima apple pussy.
Oh.
And there's nothing better than Shaquima apple pussy. You know what? I want to go home. I miss my girls.
You do?
Yeah.
You do.
Paul, you got anything to make me feel better?
Yeah, if you miss your gal, there's a tune by Sims, local hip-hop dude from the Twin Cities, called LMG. Why don't we just listen to that, and it'll make you smile.
How the fuck do you know so much about hip-hop, let alone Minneapolis hip-hop?
I live in the Twin Cities, and I listen to 89.3 The Current.
Wow, you're a genius. Cue it up.
LMG?
Yeah.
What's that stand for?
Oh, you'll hear. Love my girl.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this shitty podcast. You got anything to say? Email Paul, musictoswearby@gmail.com. Visit the website, tell your friends, make us famous.
What's the website?
musictoswearby.com. musictoswearby.com. Tell your friends, make us famous. All right, boys, what do you want to do now?
I'm going fishing.
I'm going to go fuck the island. Sloppy seconds. Sideways, high stakes, and two of us thinking that it's too much, it's too much. I need a girl about as bad as Baloo, not just pissing off daddy with those back tattoos. Oh, that's you love, sitting at the pub, wondering when that drink's gonna swallow you up. That's why I love my girl. She makes me feel sexy, makes me feel warm, she makes me feel good. I love my girl, she give me that feeling, sun up to evening, showdown to high. That's why I love my girl. She makes me feel sexy, makes me feel warm. Run it back 6 months, red dragon, late night, full cup, girl from the corner store, and I can hardly stop the drop from dropping. Finally got my chance, see if I can make her laugh, but she pulled a cup of Oxycontin out the pockets of a cotton dress, swallowed a bottle, now she hollowed a cockpit, eyes popping off like bottle rockets, pride and pills straight slipping down a hatch. Damn, just when I thought I had a match, struck with another ball of wax, and I'm slipping up the back, cause I can't get down like that. Rail drink chase with the rail off the rails. Alcohol hues and a mute aura. Party girl, you make me cute for ya. Who are ya? And baby, maybe it's the way you laying low. That ain't no angel, she's just playing in the snow. That's why I love my girl. She makes me feel sexy, makes me feel warm, she makes me feel good. I love my girl. She give me that feeling, sun up to evening, showdown to high. That's why I love my girl. She makes me feel sexy, makes me feel warm, she makes me feel good. That's why I love.
Every girl song gotta be some big depressing mess, you know what I mean? I'm happy, man. We'll make a song just happy about my girl, man. I love my girl.
That's why I love my girl. She makes me feel sexy, makes me feel warm, she makes me feel good.
on because there's no fucking fishy out.